How to Write the Perfect Email According to Experts by Rachel E. Greenspan. Crafting a good email, setting the tone, making your point, and coming across professional but not out of touch is no easy feat. Fortunately, there are ways to simplify the process, amp up your skills, and improve your overall work experience by making good impressions on all. Here, experts in corporate communications explain how to send the ideal business email in just about any scenario. 1. Follow traditional business etiquette. When in doubt, follow the formal rules of correspondence, suggests Michael J. Meredith, Clinical Associate Professor of Management and Communication at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. For example, begin your note using words like dear, and always make sure to address the person with his or her proper title, whether it's Ms., Dr., or Mr. That's been sort of the tried and true way in terms of the business etiquette format, says Meredith. Starting out on the right foot, or the right word, helps establish credibility and respect from the start. When signing off, use the term regards, according to Daniel Koulatis, Associate Director for Career Curricula and Communications at Georgetown University's McDonough School of Business. That's the norm in professional speak, he says. As you get more comfortable with the person you're emailing, you can begin to use best regards and warm regards instead, which are more colloquial but still professional, he says. Things like best are more casual, Koulatis explains, but sincerely is a bit too formal. 2. Follow the other person's lead. While it's always a good idea to err on the side of professionalism, Koulatis suggests emulating the tone of the person you're emailing. For instance, if the person is known for using emojis, you can follow his or her lead. In professional environments, you'll be taken more seriously the more peer-like you are, he says. Matching your boss's style, then, can help him or her view you on the same playing field. It's good to analyze your surroundings and the context and adjust your style accordingly, Koulatis says. 3. Make your point and keep it brief. Set up the context of your email from the outset. The first sentence of your email should clearly state its purpose. That's critical to success, says Meredith. You should also consider making the email succinct enough to indicate that you don't want to waste the person's time, especially if he or she is known to be busy, Koulatis says. When emailing a supervisor or hiring manager in particular, it's important to be mindful of his or her schedule, he notes. Koulatis adds that the less information you request from a boss, the better. Your manager will be impressed if it's clear that you've done as much research on your own as possible. To ensure your requests are answered on time, the Writing Center at the University of Chapel Hill recommends stating clear deadlines in your emails. This can be something as casual as asking to discuss in person the next day or scheduling a follow-up call. 4. Build a connection. Whether you're emailing a coworker, your boss, a hiring manager, or a recruiter, building connections is a key part of making a good first impression, which can be an important part of business, says Meredith. When communicating with a peer, Meredith suggests being a bit more personable. If someone asks about a meeting, consider replying with more than just your answer to their question. Mention something from your last conversation or ask about that trip they went on to continue cultivating your rapport as you would with a friend, Meredith says. If you're emailing with a person you've never met or interacted with before, try and leverage any connection you may have. If you have a mutual connection with a hiring manager, for example, Koulatis suggests appropriately highlighting that connection by mentioning the person in the email. With every professional interaction, the goal should be to increase your probability for success in the workplace, Meredith says, and building rapport is one step toward improving that likelihood. People like to build connections with people who they like, he says. And finally, how to follow up. The key to sending a follow-up email is to prepare in advance, Koulatis says. Before you leave a meeting or hang up the phone, Koulatis suggests making sure you know what information the other person might need from you moving forward. Then, pledge to follow up by a certain deadline and try to provide that information even earlier. This way, you add value and better your brand at the same time, Koulatis explains. If you're trying to follow up with someone who hasn't replied to you, Colatus suggests simply forwarding your original message and politely restating your question or the time and date you need their response by. Stating that you understand the other person is busy, rather than scolding him or her for not responding, also helps maintain a cordial tone, he notes.